Okay, the next group will be erroneous assessments, and that's 206-042, 206-043, 206-047, 046, 049, 054, 057, and 063. Everything starts with 206.
Are these all due to nightly rentals, the letters, and you change the value due after you found the letter? What it appears.
Yeah. You know what that would be?
Mm-hmm.
You go right ahead. They're all nightly rentals.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The first two are. I don't know if...
I thought they were.
No, there's some. It's not.
What is Pine Grove Pentecostal Church? That's not a nightly rental.
I thought we were told that that was... That came for... We were told that went through BOE.
The church. Is this for 2020 or is this for...
We had one come to us for the same parcel in 2019 and the reasoning...
Maybe the year was 2020, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That probably should have been put underneath clerical errors because we did not get the... When it went through BOE, when the paperwork was didn't done, did not see the exemption on it.
Okay.
So that one there, I...
It's just a clerical error from, it didn't get marked off in BOE, but it was approved in BOE.
Yes.
Okay.
It probably should have fell under clerical errors, but it came in under erroneous assessment.
It is 206-054.
054. Mm-hmm. On the Tannehill County worksheet, the one that says new 2019, they've got a circle where it was exempt, and when I put it in through the BOE, I missed that, and I put in the actual total values.
We've got that next one, 206-057. It's taking it down to zero. Art and Land Development.
2560, that is property that is in the process of being sold to the city, and they're not, I think Andy can explain this better than I can.
This is the one that we're going to pull?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What had happened that there was a note to go ahead and abate it back, that it was going to the city of Branson. However, the paperwork never went through to the city of Branson, so it was still in the same development company. So I called the guy in Branson that was in charge of the economic development and told him that we couldn't abate this property. We were going to pull it out or not go through with it until it transferred, that this company would be responsible for the taxes for this year, but they needed to let me know when it went through, and then we could go ahead and get it switched over. So has been operating under this premise, apparently from notes that I can find, for about 3 years.
But are you saying that the deed has went through and it's in the city's name now?
It has not gone through.
But no. Why are we paying it to zero?
Well, because the abatement was done in error.
They're asking for it to be pulled. They're not wanting this approved, is what I just heard.
Right, yeah.
So the 206-054 we need to go ahead and approve because that has changed over and that is in the church's name.
Yes.
The 6057, we need to deny that one.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So move to deny abatement number 206-057.
I'm sorry, he moved about the time. What did you say? Move to?
Deny.
Deny, yes. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then Do we want to approve the 054 separate from the others, or just leave that in there with it if we approve the others?
I think we can leave it in there.
So on those, our condo letters, what's going to be your guys' take with the new, what's the new assessor's thoughts on?
As far as the assessment of them?
That and the letter was supposed to be sent back quite a while ago, was it not? May 15th, 2020?
Were these letters that you found in the office that had not been worked up, or were they new ones?
No, there were several that had been... I went back some boxes 4 months and found things that needed to be worked and tried to be brought.
This one says May 15th.
Yeah.
The letter you send out, what's your deadline?
What's the deadline?
I think you send two letters out.
Are these all decreases, or are they all just some decreases and an increase?
You remember the condo letters were increases, decreases, or split?
It appears they're all decreases if you look at the front page, I think.
Well, I can't...
There's one.
Is the bottom one...
The bottom one is a decrease.
Yeah, of 7,000.
Just in residential, but what about... did they add the commercial or not?
The commercial stayed the same.
Stayed the same. How do you decrease residential without adding to commercial on a nightly rental?
Yeah, which one was
the 206063? The last one in there should be.
I remember that, but I can't remember the papers. 063 should be the last one.
The only evidence I have is the nightly rental letter.
Well, the commercial is assessed at 32%, and the residential is at
19%. But if you lower residential, then you would have to add commercial. Right. Am I wrong in that thinking?
Yes.
Yes, I'm wrong in that thinking.
No, you lower residential than 19%. Residential is going to be lower, but your commercial has got to be raised considerably.
When they did this one, they didn't click calculate on the front page. That's the only reason this one's in here.
So what does that mean?
It had a whole lot more. I don't have the deal, but it was a whole lot more than what it is here. Because they had them for 140 nights of...
Per their letter, they rented it out for 140 nights.
Yeah, that was... But then if you read up here, it says, please return this with the number of nights listed in... maybe this ain't the same one.
Yeah, he's saying he rented it for 140 nights. That was May 15, 2020.
Chuck did it, 38. I don't know then.
Do we go off of their estimated... I wish I could pay taxes on what I estimate my income's going to be.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Aren't they supposed to give you proof, though, besides that letter? No?
That letter's just
I think that's what Commissioner Williams was asking.
Just like personal property, you're on your honor.
I don't even have that. Wait a minute.
Old res was that.
New residential. So we dropped the residential. There was no commercial.
Oh, what might have been it?
The new commercial.
If you look at the,
yeah, that's right.
If you look at this sheet here.
Yeah.
Residential was at 17.6, or commercial, no, this is residential, was at 17.630. It mm-hmm. dropped to 7,000.
Okay.
They dropped it from 7,008 to the 17,630. But if you look at the commercial, it stayed 12,310. There was no adjustment. The adjustment was 12,310.
So why did we lower residential and not increase commercial?
You did increase.
Oh, they did
commercial.
Increase the commercial.
You increased commercial.
Yeah. The commercial was zero.
I asked
the new is 12.
It says you had no commercial.
That's what I thought. Okay.
This sheet doesn't show the before and after. It just says well, how much adjustment was.
I asked.
Well, it does. Doesn't it say old and new?
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay.
They did increase the commercial by 12,318.
So before?
It was zero.
He had estimated 60 nights, though, but he actually rented it for 140. So you don't have any commercial when they just rent it for 60 nights.
What you're not seeing here is it says nights rented 2019.
In 2021.
In 2021, he wants you to estimate how many nights because of the COVID thing.
That's nothing in our office that we need to track or anything. It's just general information they put on, apparently. Yeah. So
here's a question. If it's increasing the value, can we change it on... Or did you change the assessed value or just the classification?
Well, the assessed value would have changed. Because of the classification would have changed.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you change the appraised value?
Appraised value would remain the same.
Okay. And can we increase?
Makes sense. Okay.
After BOE, regardless of even classification change.
I mean, if you all are doing abatements under the erroneous assessment, I mean, that's only for clerical errors, omissions. I mean, it's technical errors.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Only, I mean... I have always recommended Commissioner Boyd an increase in assessed value post BOE because I think that it's problematic from the county's perspective. It's my opinion. I mean, I haven't looked at these, so.
Well, that's why I was asking if this was an increase or not.
I think that's a concern.
But I didn't know if it was an increase on appraised value or just an increase in assessed value.
But if you end up increasing the tax liability as a result of an increase in value post BOE, I think that's.
Don't disagree with that.
Right. But if they have it appraised, this unit at a certain amount, it's appraised. And then when they do the tax amount, their prorate, their a certain percentage of it is at residential, and then a certain percentage is at commercial. The tax, if they change that commercial and residential, the tax amount will change, but the appraised value will not change.
That's what he just said, regardless.
Oh, did you say that? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, my concern is, I mean, this is a weird situation, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's bigger issues about that split and how you assess residential and commercial portions of the property built into this issue, but my concern is if we, as the county proper, do something that results in a net increase in value. I understand we're talking about different subclasses of property, but my concern is if you do that post BOE, what recourse does the taxpayer then have in order to challenge that classification? You don't. You don't have any recourse. You can't go to BOE.
They have to file
next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen one like this before?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, you go to, okay, the assessed value is what you go to BOE on. So if they've assessed the property at, say, $200,000, assessed value.
But you can also go to BOE on a misclassification of property.
Okay. So then where the letter is saying you must have this letter returned by May 15th, then anything returned by May 15th has a chance to go through BOE. So if they return it later than May 15th, I'm just asking here, if we abide by the letter that you're sending to the taxpayer, that it must be back by May 15th,